NASCAR Steve hopping on in the air, and I have a special guest with me. Very honored, by the way, a Michigan native. He was born in Byron. Eric Jones, of course, is who I'm talking about, driver of the number 20 DeWalt Toyota Camry for Joe Gibbs Racing. Welcome, Eric. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. I heard that the MIS folks got a hold of me, and they said, you want to interview Eric Jones because we're bringing him in for Red Wings morning skate. So you got to go to morning skate with the Red Wings, and I heard you even exchanged helmets?
I did. I went and saw them skate around this morning. Got to meet a few of the players after that were out there, some guys from Michigan, and exchanged some stuff with them, jerseys, helmets, and, that was pretty neat. I've never really got to see that side of, hockey before. I've been to a lot of games down here at the Joe. I've never been to Little Caesars Arena until today, but it was pretty cool. I mean, it's neat to see how other athletes prepare and what they go through on their day-to-day game day preparation, and so that was a pretty neat experience.
Yeah, it's not often you guys, especially you don't get to get away from the sport for very often, so it's nice when they can set this up during the off season, right?
It is, yeah. There's not a lot of times that, once our season gets going, we have an opportunity to really go and do things like this during the season. So it's cool in the off season when we get a chance to see it. And, really, it's pretty much a day off for me in a lot of ways, getting to come down and do something neat like this and experience something that I really enjoy.
Now, you had one of your best finishes at MIS in August with a fourth-place finish. What do you like about the racing at MIS?
I've always been a fan of Michigan. I mean, the Speedway down there is obviously my home track, and getting to go down there every year and race twice a year is, something I really look forward to. It's one that a lot of my family comes to, a lot of friends come to, and it's really, it's also especially the manufacturers. I mean, it's a big race for them here in Michigan for Toyota and everybody there. So there's a lot of reasons why it's a special race, but obviously for me being from here and, growing up about an hour away from the track, it makes it a little extra, extra special for me.
Do you fill a whole section of the grandstands with your friends and family?
We came close, I think, last year. I think there's around 50 people that came out to support us. That was pretty neat.
That's awesome. Now, what do you think about the new aero package is going to do to the racing at MIS? Do you think it's going to change a lot?
I think it's going to be really different. You look at kind of where we're going with the package this year with less power and more downforce. It's really going to tighten up the racing, I think. I've gotten tested a couple times at Atlanta and in Charlotte, and I think in Michigan it's going to make for a lot closer racing. You've seen Michigan get spread out at times in the past, but I think with this package, especially after the restarts, you're going to see a lot of moves. I think you'll be able to use a lot more of the racetrack. I think with our current package, it kind of limits us to about a groove and a half, but with all this downforce and with the speeds being down a little bit, we'll be able to move around and use some more track than we have in the past year.
That's exciting news for fans, I think.
I agree. I think it's going to help racing in a lot of places, especially Michigan with the repave. It gets a little bit better each year with the track widening out and being able to move around some more. But I think this package is really going to speed that up and increase some of the track we can use. I think you look at the truck races there and how exciting those are, and I feel like the cup race is going to be pretty similar to that.
Again, we're talking to Eric Jones, a Michigan native and driver of the number 20 DeWalt Toyota Camry for Joe Gibbs Racing. You guys made some strides in 2018. You got your first win, Daytona. That had to be big. Is there anything else in 2008 that stands out for you?
I think for me, last year was a good year for us for a lot of reasons. But, obviously getting the first win, making the playoffs was big. But, for us, we really came a long way in a short period of time as a group. We started out the year not being where we wanted to be. The cars were, some of the rule changes made the cars drive a lot different than they had the year before and really didn't fit my driving style very well. So we had to do a lot of adjusting and a lot of changes and a lot of development on our side to make the car feel a little bit closer to the feel that I was looking for and wanted of a race car. So once we got to that position, I would say about June, July, I think our season really kind of turned for the better. We started running consistently up towards the top five, leading some laps in some races and feeling like we had cars capable, of going out and contending for wins. So that was a real positive for me, just seeing that we were able to take something that we weren't happy with at the beginning of the year, continue to work on it, and by midseason we were able to, get where we a lot closer to where we wanted to be.
How about your goals for 2019? What are you looking forward to this year?
I mean, for me, it's a little bit wide open with the rules package. We don't really know what we've got yet.
Okay.
But I mean, you know, you set your goals high. I mean, I do. You know, you look at last year, and we just want to improve on that. We accomplished two big goals for ourselves: making the playoffs, winning a race. And I think this year we want to, you know, once again make the playoffs, but we also want to win some more races. We want to not really be in the same position we were last year, where we didn't have any bonus points for the playoffs, and we had we got caught up in a wreck in the first round, and it really ended our playoff run. So we want to have something to lean back on. You know, we want to win stages, we want to win races, and get those bonus points to have us as a cushion here once the playoffs get going.
All right. We are talking to Eric Jones, driver of the number 20 DeWalt Toyota Camry for Joe Gibbs Racing. I had some fans. I put this out on Facebook that I was interviewing you, and you have a lot of fans here in Michigan. A lot of love coming from Facebook, but also some questions. They asked, who was your favorite teammate, Kyle Busch or Denny Hamlin?
You know, they're both great teammates. I would say I'm closer with Kyle. You know, growing up racing trucks with him in NASCAR, that was my first opportunity, was over with his team in trucks. And I learned a lot from him. I became pretty close with him in that time. And he was the guy I went to for advice through trucks and through Xfinity and even in Cup. So I would definitely say he's the one that I know the best and definitely lean on the most over at JGR. But he's got his own niche that him and Kyle of tracks they're really good at. And Denny's really good at short track speedway racing. So I've leaned on him for those along the way as well.
What do you think about Martin Truex Jr. coming to the team?
I'm excited. I have a good relationship with Martin, you know, spending a year at Furniture Row with him back in 2017. I got to know him pretty well and work with him there. And I think him and Cole are going to bring quite a bit over to ZHER. So it's going to be nice to have him in-house. You know, it's been good to work with him over at Furniture Row. But I think having them, you know, right with us at ZHER is going to make things that much better. And it's always nice, you know, to have guys that are running up front and winning races on your team and on your side.
It's, right.
I'm definitely going to become the young guy over at JGR with Martin coming over, but I think it's going to be nice to have, you know, three veterans and three guys who've had a lot of success in NASCAR to look up to and lean on and have data to share with to only improve what we've been doing.
How much time do you get to spend in Michigan, and have you ever been to Northern Michigan? Do you have any favorite spots?
I've spent a couple months up here over the last, a couple off seasons, and I've been here since really early December. And I did get up north once so far this year. I went up to the Calcasa area and spent some time up there. I like it up there. And grew up around Flint, you know, so I know that area really well. I always, I guess I'm a big food guy because I always just come up here and eat all the places I want to eat at when I get here. So that's what I always knock out, but I definitely love coming home and spending time here.
Well, if you get up to Northern Michigan and you want to go snowmobiling or something, you just let us know, okay?
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan to me.
You'll have a host for sure. All right, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us. Again, Eric Jones, driver of the number 20 DeWalt Toyota Camry for Joe Gibbs Racing. Thanks for taking some time to talk to us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
All right, folks, tickets are on sale at MISpeedway.com. They got a lot of great events, a backyard hockey tournament going on February 8th through the 10th. Of course, races in June 7th through the 9th, and then you got races again in August 9th through the 10th. Go to MISpeedway.com, and we'll look forward to seeing you win at MIS this season. How does that sound, Eric?
That sounds like a good plan to me.